You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Here are your hosts, Wally, Ray, and Will.
All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene, Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM, 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Ray and Wally are in the building. Will T is out. There's a Mark Sanchez sighting in Washington. Oh, my.
I'm not excited about that.
Are you stuck? You didn't know what to say.
I'm not excited about it. It's Mark Sanchez. But I don't even care about Mark Sanchez.
Mark Sanchez could have been a Redskin years and years ago.
Yeah, he could have been. Actually, I believe Shanahan wanted Mark Sanchez.
That's what the sentiment was at the time. It looked like they were going to take him with the number five pick. They want to trade up to get him, right?
Yeah, I think they really wanted Mark Sanchez.
Well, they ended up getting him years.
You know what?
Years and years later,
he did go to an AFC Championship game. He did some things. He managed
good,
that team.
Good defense,
and he helped manage.
Trent Dilfer won a Super Bowl.
Look, when you want
Joe Flacco won a Super Bowl.
He got paid too. I'll be hating on him for that. And he played well in that run, though. He did play well. Joe Flacco, played well in that run. So it can happen. You know what I mean?
Listen here. If Mark Sanchez,
man, we talk about Mark Sanchez,
the AFC Championship starter, Mark Sanchez, we will be more excited as a media, as a fan base, as a everything.
This is like AI, man. We talking about Mark Sanchez.
We talking about Sanchez, man.
Not a real quarterback.
Wow.
We talking about Mark Sanchez.
Not a starting quarterback.
Mark Sanchez.
It's sad because there was actual hope that Colt McCoy being in Jay
Gruden's
system.
I didn't have hope in him either, man. Everybody keeps hyping Colt McCoy. I'm sorry for Colt McCoy, too. It's a sad thing. He had his opportunity. Unfortunately, tough break.
Good save. I'm trying to tell you, boy.
Oh, man.
Well, this is why some teams need to consider carrying three quarterbacks.
I know. You're right. Seriously.
Because then you would have had a guy practicing all season, at least on your practice squad.
And you wouldn't have a Mark system. And you wouldn't have a Mark Sanchez.
Dude. There's some guys out there. Look at Chase Daniel. He's been formidable for.
I like Chase Daniels.
Yeah, I do too. He's short, but
I like Chase Daniels.
Got the James Harden thing popping off, the white version. He looked more like a lumberjack type.
He does, though. He looks like a Fitzpatrick.
No.
Dance for me, baby.
No, Fitzpatrick, dance see that? Boy. He looks like Connor.
Connor, dance for me.
Fitzpatrick looks like a rock star. This dude looked like he Joe every day, 9 to 5, show up, do his work, smoke a cigarette on his break type of guy. Anyway,
hey, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and Google Play. Search All Skins Everything. Also, tweet us at Urban Sports Scene and hit us up on our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page. Well, T ain't here, and he would normally do this. Let's get into our tradition, the pregame. Here are our topics. We'll talk about the Skins losing to the Eagles 28-13. Then we'll preview the Skins Giants game. Finally, Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network will join us to talk about the state of the Skins. Should Jay Gruden be fired? What needs to change, etc. But first, the Redskins fell to the Eagles 28-13. Also, Skins quarterback Colt McCoy fractured his fibula and is out for the season. Your thoughts?
I want to first say I kind of like Jason Witten on Monday Night Football.
Oh, that's a joke. Are you serious?
I like the fact that he kept pointing out that that Mark Sanchez just got into the building a week ago. Man. That's what he kept saying. He just stepped into your building like 2 weeks ago, knowing
he was horrible, man.
No, basically saying you cannot win with Mark Sanchez.
That he made.
So forget about it.
I'm not arguing.
And you know what? That is the overwhelming sentiment amongst everyone. Is Mark Sanchez is your starter now? It's a wrap. Look forward to next season.
Yeah, if you're going into Mark Sanchez as your quarterback. That's the best you can
hurts.
Do. That's the best you can do.
And then today the report came out the cap was looked at, quote unquote, but
they decided not to
go in that direction. Why? But you got Mark Sanchez.
You know what? That's the thing. You got Mark Sanchez. You're better off trying cap anyway.
Why not?
You know, this is the thing. Like, I agree, and then we'll get into it later, but to the point about cap, I'm not the biggest fan of bringing cap on this team now. because I would like to sign him in the offseason. I'm the type of dude, when I would sign him in the offseason, give him a whole playbook to deal with. But if you're going to have Mark Sanchez as your quarterback, exactly, you're better off having Cap. Like, I agree with you. I'm not arguing that. But like, I would get a quarterback who's playing this, because, you know, Cap's played, like, he's been 2 years out, the league, basically.
So is Mark Sanchez.
Yeah, No. Oh. I'm agreeing. Agreeing if you're doing the thing between the two.
Yeah, he's been out the league
To me, I'm on this side of getting, like I've always said, I'll get a Sam Bradford before I get anybody, because he's played football. Gosh. No, because he's played football.
Now, that's funny.
No, because he'll
play football. He's not even on a team, though.
Yeah, but he played.
And you advocated for him at the beginning of the
season. Yeah, but I'm saying, he's played football. Like, as much as we do, like, I think you take a break for like a year, you're not going to be the same dude. Unless you're not.
Kellen Clemens was looked at, too.
A joke. Again, a guy who's been on a break, who hasn't played football for real in a minute. All I'm saying is that if you're going to go the route of getting a guy that you want to play, because you're going to put too much on Cap's plate anyway, regardless, I would sign Cap in the offseason and groom him to be the starter next season. That would be my play for Cap in it.
For Jay Gruden, it's amazing, this quarterback carousel now, which, of course, has been caused by injury with RG3 right at the beltway. It's so unfortunate that now you don't have RG3 no more. You don't have Kirk Cousins anymore. You lost Alex Smith and you lost Colt McCoy
in the game.
Good gracious. But just tough overall for him.
Yeah.
I feel for Jay Gruden. Many of us in the media like Jay Gruden. I personally feel like he's had some tough injuries these last two seasons, this year and last year. But getting back to the Eagles game, not just who called the game, but the Redskins defense can't tackle.
And it's not even tackling, bro.
Moreau.
It's worse than tackling.
Stroman.
It's worse than tackling.
And Clinton Dix cannot tackle.
You're just being too nice. It's worse than tackling.
Okay.
It's worse than tackling, bro.
Okay, so tackling is a problem, right? Then Mason Foster experiment.
It has to end. Like, this is, it has to end.
I'm sorry to say. You were watching the game, right?
Yes, I was watching the game.
Did you hear Booger McFarland?
Booger McFarland said he was. They said they're liabilities.
No, but did you hear what he
said?
He said he's a downhill type of linebacker. He don't like running side to side. And then you watched him in pass coverage, and I was like, oh my God. He's too big.
He shouldn't be a start. Look, this. I'm sure Mason Foster is a nice guy. Like, I'm sure he's a nice guy.
That's where I was coming from. He's a hard worker.
I'm sure he's a hard worker. Fans can love him. Players can adore him. But we're talking about football players, like dudes that ball. He shouldn't be a starting inside linebacker for a defense that aspires to be dominant. If you aspire to be dominant, he can't start. Like, he can't start. Like, seriously, like, I'm watching the game. I'm dead serious. Like, Al and I are watching the game. I'm at my brother's place. We're watching the game. And every freaking screen pass, he's getting blocked by a Kelsey, the center, and getting manhandled, getting pancaked. I'm like, dude, like, if anything, you're supposed to be able to stop the run. You're supposed to be able to be physical. You're getting punked by the center. You're getting punked by multiple linemen. You're not shitting blocks. What are you out there for? Like, seriously, why are you out there?
I hate even worse seeing him in space.
It's terrible. It's atrocious. It's atrocious.
A guy like Zach Ertz is his worst nightmare.
But it wasn't even.
I know it wasn't him, but I'm just saying.
But see, you saw everything, though. See, that's the thing. Like this is what I'll give Witten and Booger McFarland credit for calling the game, because they were horrible. I mean, they were horrible. Witten was talking about himself more than he was talking about the game. Like, they pointed out everything that I've been talking about when it came to Mason Foster.
So they were horrible then.
Huh? For that situation. Because they agree with me. Everything was perfect.
Oh, man.
Everything. Hey, have you seen their stuff? Like not just the Skins game, but their stuff on, like, social media online?
That doesn't matter. Go ahead.
They're horrible, bro. They're getting the worst.
You don't like critiques. Booger?
Not really.
I like Booger.
Not really.
Dennis Leary back, because that was the name.
Nah, man, they should just get Troy Aikman and put him on Monday Night Football. I mean, Troy Aikman, I'm sorry. Tony Romo should put him on Monday Night Football.
Okay.
No, he's a beast. No, Tony Romo is a beast. I mean, he's a beast. Jason Witten should not be doing Monday Night Football. That's a joke. He shouldn't be. But back to the game, though.
I said Dennis Leary. Is that the right name?
Who are you talking about? Dennis Leary? Oh, no, that's the wrong person. No. You're talking about Dennis Miller.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, okay, so tackling. If you watch the Eagles when they attacked the run game, when Adrian Peterson, who had a 90-yard run, didn't get 100 yards, they wrapped up quick.
Because they stopped running.
They went in the backfield. Now, the offensive line is banged up.
Yeah, I wouldn't need that. They got penetration. Offensive line was bad.
It was getting pushed back.
Pushed back. So that's different.
But I'm just saying, they tackled.
They didn't tackle Jordan Reed. And he broke a couple of tackles to get a first down. Like, it's not like, again.
They tackled way better than Washington. Come on, bro.
No. The Eagles. No. I'm not comparing the two. That's not what I'm doing.
I am, though.
No, it's more than tackling. I think you're just limiting tackling. That's the, like, you got to go. It's way more than tackling, bro. Like, what they did compared to what the Redskins didn't do. One, they target mismatches. So, what they did was, over tackling, they went after Danny Johnson, the rookie, Stroman. They went against them consistently.
Yeah, Stroman he needs more work, but yeah. I think he'll develop over
time. I think
time.
He could. I'm not
because
taking
he's
away
talented.
From him.
But another VTech guy who, if you saw him in college, he was a pretty good cover guy.
Yeah.
He didn't tackle good to me.
No, he didn't. He didn't tackle good either. But I'm saying He didn't cover good either. I mean, so you could see what their game plan was. Target Zach Ertz. Because obviously he had 9 catches for 83 yards. They target Zach Ertz because you had safety on, you have safeties on him, and DJ was checking him. DJ couldn't check him. You have inside linebackers trying to check him. They couldn't check him. And Zach Brown and Mason Foster. Then they did the screen game. They killed the Skins in the screen game. Then you're looking at on the Skins on the flip side for the Skins. They're not taking advantage of any mismatches like at all. They're not even trying.
Another issue I had, too, on the offensive side of the ball was play calling. One play stands out in particular.
Man.
You're backed up after you stop the Eagles down in the red zone.
Yeah.
And you try to run Adrian Peterson, who was damn near tackled for a safety.
Yeah.
I'm going play action screen right there.
No, this is my issue. Not even that. Like, the first play I had to have an issue with, the second play, why not do the same the play you did on third down and
right,
do a first down?
To Vernon Davis,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Why'd you do that on third down?
There you go.
That makes no sense.
That's where people are questioning Jay's ability good judgment calls and adjust.
Look, my man Sean Deion Hamilton should be starting inside linebacker.
You had opportunities last night. You were up 10-7 at one point. You were down 14-13 coming out of half with the ball.
With the ball.
You knew Mark Sanchez's limitations, but you do have two reliable tight ends that you could have went to that actually were effective when they got the ball.
Yeah. Again, Jay Gruden, you know, I've been supportive of Jay Gruden. I have. I've been very supportive of Jay Gruden. It seems like it's about that time, bro. It's about that time. It gets to a point where you just don't know. You want to give him credit, and we'll talk about this probably in the next segment. But you want to give him. I feel like you do want to give him an excuse saying, you know what, you dealt with a lot of injuries. But you dealt with a lot of injuries last season. But then it goes to the X's and O's in the game, and you sit back and you're like, dude, you don't got it. You ain't motivating these cats.
That may be it. I'm wondering if defensively he thought they were better to start the season. I believe there was a confidence. We went to training camp that this was one of the better defensive groups that he's had since he's been a head coach. And starting the year off, you kept talking about it on this show, top five defense, which I never thought they really lived up to that. I just felt as though they were kind of bend but don't break. They had some games where teams did not challenge them. When they were challenged, like in the New Orleans game, I think they showed their vulnerabilities. But, again, that was a special night for Breeze. You also got a chance to play against who? Fitzpatrick.
Mm-hmm.
The best defensive game I think I've seen him play this season was against Carolina.
The Cowboys.
I think Carolina.
They shut down Zeke. You could shut down Zeke to like basically 2 points.
Well, I think the Cowboys weren't playing overall as an offense at the time.
But no, you're talking about the best game of defense play. I think
it's the Carolina.
Carolina's offense is the same. Is a stagnant offense too. I'm just saying the best overall. No, I'll take that. No, definitely the Cowboys game, because the Carolina game, they were giving up big plays. Funches was catching passes and whatnot. That game I think the last
couple drives, maybe they gave up big chunks. But until then, McCaffrey, who you love, of course, I didn't love him at the time, but I can't hate on him no more. And you saw how Cam played after that. Now, of course, he's had his skid recently, but Cam, up until maybe last week, there were all these reports saying that Cam was playing his best ball in his career as a pocket passer.
I don't know. I thought.
But anyway, I don't even want to go back there. Yeah. So Jay thinks he has a good defense.
Mm-hmm.
He's supposed to be an offensive mind. That's what people feel like he's lacking.
Well, I mean, I think the injury to Quentin Dunbar hurt, because then you had to play Stroman more as a guy that you didn't expect to play, to be honest with you, this season. And you've seen in games where he's been exploited. And also, in my opinion, they overworked the Bama board, the way I call it, the Bama wall. They overworked the Bama wall because they weren't put at for bunch of the early part of the season, they weren't even subbing them out. So now we're at what, week 14 in the NFL season. Of course, don't get tired. You didn't rotate Tim Settles in more. Now you're starting to do it. But at this point in time, you could tell those guys are spent. So they're gonna have to find ways to kind of rotate their D linemen. And also Manusky has to adjust. You've seen teams, offensive teams, adjust to what the Redskins are doing. What they're doing, and we've been seeing it for the teams that you're referring to that have, like, scored on this team, is they're taking advantage and having linebackers moving space left and right, and they're exploiting it. They're exploiting the screen game. And I've always said even with this defense, that if you look at the average yards per carry for offenses running the football against them, it wasn't the greatest thing in the world. It wasn't like they're the Baltimore Ravens. So I do agree with you on that point in terms of them trying to stop the run. But you see defenses spreading them out and running the football and having their linebackers move side to side and putting their linebackers in space. It's no secret. That's what they're doing. And pick plays. And they're using a bunch of pick plays.
It's unfortunate. But because they're only one game out of first place.
Yeah.
One game out of first place. You're still right there in the mix. And
eighth spot in the wild card.
I mean, it's not like you are, you know, just dead in the water. But then again, you feel like you are with Mark Sanchez behind center.
Yeah.
And even the way Jay sounds, like, we got to get him up to speed. We'll bring in somebody else and try to give him a couple plays, make him comfortable. He sounds like a defeated man right now as well. And this is supposed to be your leader. That's where people are really going to question him heading to the offseason. Can he motivate guys? You just mentioned that.
Post this question on our Facebook page about Mark Sanchez. Mark Sanchez is now the Skins QB. Should they, should they give Kaepernick a tryout? Even though, like you said, Gruden did come out and say that that's highly unlikely. Rodney Moss, coach, said, why not? Cornelius Galt wrote, nah, it'll be a show. He's not ready. It would be pointless for him and the team. I think that's pretty much
it. He would probably be in shape, though. That's my guess.
Who?
Cap.
I think he'll be in shape.
Because seems like this holistic type of guy.
Yeah, I think he'll be in shape. I think he'll be extra slim. I don't know if that's a good thing playing the quarterback position, because I know he had issues. He was too thin when he turned. I think he moved to being a vegan, and he had issues early in the season. It was something like that, right?
Well, at the time, there were reports that he gave up meat.
Yeah.
I don't know about dairy. I don't know if he was actually a vegan, but it was a report that he lost a lot of muscle mass when he did that.
Mm-hmm.
But again, he might have went through kind of that Ricky Williams. Remember Ricky Williams went through that, you know, Najee Ramba phase, smoking all that weed, and he came back so skinny.
Najee Ramba.
But when he came back lean, though, with the Dolphins, he was running. He was running the ball effectively.
Ricky was a beast. I mean, that's running backs. Running backs and quarterbacks are totally different things, though, bro. We can't agree on that, right?
Well, I look at some guys in the past. I want to say Ty Detmer, you know, some skinny guys who have prospered at quarterback. real quick, though, breaking news. University of Maryland hired Mike Locksley.
Who?
Mike Locksley, Alabama's offensive coordinator, as their head coach.
Oh, they got to recruit Alabama kids. They ain't getting no Alabama kids.
Well, see, though, that's my problem. I was going to say, just for the sake of this show, I hope George is listening. You wait. You see if Urban Meyer is really retired, quote unquote.
Oh, he's going to retire. He got, you know, he has like a tumor in his brain. He has to retire.
Well, I'm hearing some different things. I'm hearing that
he got to retire.
Obviously, they're going to say that his health is the number one issue, and it seems like that.
It's just based on
what we've seen, based on what you're saying too.
Yeah.
I don't know if he has a mask or not, but it's also a report that he's kind of in a nice way being told that he needs to step down in Ohio State, just based on what took place.
He already kept him. He's already good. And people already forgot about it. You know how people are.
I'm just saying. This is the sources that I'm hearing. So if he's really retired, that's one thing. But I think you could have waited to see what he was going to do.
I think other
retired
coaches,
is a big word, though. Like you're saying I'm resigning. He's saying he's retiring at the end of the year.
I think there are other coaches. There's other coaches they could have targeted. Then again, if you're going to Alabama, you got to think that you're Nick Saban, that you can recruit Alabama kids. Nick Saban's getting the best of the best. Maryland's not bringing in the best of the best. I don't think just because someone states that, oh, you know what, we're from Bama, they're gonna come over, they're gonna come to Maryland. You're not Nick Saban. You know what I mean?
And to be honest with you, Alabama's not always known for their offense.
Exactly. You know. So what are you really?
I'm kind of questioning the hiring. I'm sure that'll be dissected throughout the course of the week.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I don't. We'll see what happens.
My bad. I don't know what happened to my voice. Just faded real quick.
Did it fade? I didn't hear a fade, dog.
Man, so how you feeling as a Redskins fan, though? You always get a fan perspective. You're very passionate about it.
Look, man,
you know, you argue us down. How are you feeling now? Are you feeling defeated?
No, I just want bench Mason Foster, man. I want Sean Deion Hamilton to start. That's all I care about right now. All I care about is the next game. I'm gonna keep it a buck because I've been hearing it all.
He's a coach's favorite, though.
He's got to. Look, this is what it is.
We saw the training camp.
Dog.
But they love Mason Foster.
But this is the thing. This is the issue, though. Like, if something is going wrong, you fix it. You change it. If you keep the same thing, it don't make no sense. Like, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, thinking that thing's going to change. He can't run.
That's true.
All right? He can't run.
Well, Wally, I want to say this, though. In today's game, it seems like it's harder to find the Larry Foote of the world. You know, that defensive middle, that middle defensive linebacker, general type guy. Yeah, it doesn't exist like it used to.
But I'm not saying to find Brian Urlacher or Ray Lewis. I'm just saying to find somebody capable. I'm not even talking about finding the next all pro.
Somebody who can run.
You know what I mean? Somebody, if he's chasing you, you know what I'm saying? He's an NFL player. If he's chasing you, he better catch you.
Did you see LeVon Kirkland at the end of his career?
He looked worse than Kirkland. I seen him at the end of his career.
Seriously.
He looked worse than Kirkland. You can't give me that, man. No, it's atrocious. Again, I'm sure Mason Foster's a nice guy. I heard that he's kind of deactivated his Twitter account because a lot of folks have been going ham on him. But at the end of the day, this is not even on Mason Foster. See, this is the thing. This is not even on Mason Foster. This is on the Skins coaching staff, the defensive coaching staff. Like, you should know, like, he can't run. Like, you should be like, okay, Mason, I mean, we appreciate what you've done for us. But still, you know what? I'm going to play the young boy. I'm going to play Vigil. I'm going to play Sean Deion Hamilton. I'm going to get them an opportunity. I'm going to spoil you a little bit. You know what I mean? But they ain't doing that. So, Mason, it's not even your fault. It's the coach's fault. It ain't your fault.
Sorry, Mason. You're the scapegoat.
Yes, you are for today. You are the scapegoat because that was atrocious. I can't watch that on national TV. Anyway, can the Skins get right against the Giants? We'll preview the game after the break. You listen to the Urban Sports Scene for ages. You dig? Deuces. You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Your host star, Wally, me, and Ray Jeezy will tease out. Sunday, the Redskins take on the Giants. Can this team really beat the Giants with Mark Sanchez as their quarterback?
The Giants are not a good team right now, but they just beat a good team in the Chicago Bears. And it shows what they're capable of.
They've been playing good football of late, though, to be honest.
You know what? They've been inconsistent throughout the season, but they have played some tough teams, and they played some good games. But overall, this is a winnable matchup. Would you agree?
It's winnable. I mean, I'm being real. It's winnable. But a lot has to go right for them to win.
You got to hope Philly beats Dallas this week, and then you got Philly coming to your house if you win this game. Like I said, it's not over yet, but the feeling is with Mark Sanchez as the quarterback.
It's depressing. It's depressing. No lie.
You know what was encouraging, though, for me?
He wasn't horrible, though.
Last night and going into this week against the Giants, and maybe just a key on offense, is utilizing Thompson. Having him back is big.
But he didn't look good either.
What do you mean he didn't look good? Nah, he's a weapon, good. Though, that you
know. No. I'm not saying that, he's not
like
good.
Bibbs brings a similar skill set, but he's not Thompson.
No, I agree. He just didn't look good. I like Thompson. He just didn't look good. He'll tell you, and he said that after the game. He was in tears, basically, of how bad he thought he played. He didn't look. He was dropping the football. He just didn't look like Chris Thompson.
Well, he just
this is his first game back. No, I'm not. Believe me. I'm not. I'm a believer in Chris Thompson. I'm not saying like he's a scrub. I'm just saying that. Going into the game, I don't think no fan knows what to expect against the Giants. I mean,
to me, that he was a weapon that Alex Smith missed.
I think Alex Smith missed him a lot
prior to.
I agree.
Obviously,
I agree.
Alex Smith's injury. So I just feel like that is something, somebody who can be a safety net for your quarterback.
This team hasn't won a game since Alex Smith's been hurt. I need Skins fans to recognize that too. all that Alex
was bashing. Well, see, that's the only thing I can say, I guess, in hindsight, I can agree with you on is I don't care what you say about the strength of schedule. I don't care what you say about stats. I don't care what you say about our division. We are winning games. We're first place. Yeah. We're 6-3. Kirk Cousins never had us at 6-3.
Yeah. And Alex Smith was doing, it was winning, regardless of not throwing for 340 yards.
He wasn't losing
games. He wasn't losing you the game. But going to the Giants game, I mean, if you want to look at some positives, Landon Collins won't play, who's the Pro Bowl safety for the Giants. The Giants, against the pass, if you want to give Mark Sanchez some confidence, is 20th against the pass. So he'll have opportunities. But to me, Trent Williams and Morgan Moses have to play better than they did Monday night.
Morgan Moses averages 2 penalties a game. I swear he does.
Yeah, he does. A false
start. It's so annoying. And at the wrong times.
A false start.
I don't blame Trent. Like Booger pointed out in that great broadcast last night.
That's a joke. Stop it.
That Trent Williams is a warrior. He's playing hurt. Yeah. He's doing it for the team.
Of course.
He's going to have his issues, but he's the best at his position when healthy.
Yeah. When healthy, he's the best at his position, in my opinion. But they have to play better, regardless of the injuries, because they're both dealing with big time injuries. But they both gotta play better for this team to win, because they are gonna play against a talented pass rusher in Vernon, Olivier Vernon. So they're going to have to play better than what we saw Monday night. If they can hold up and play well in terms of pass protection, then I feel like the Skins have an opportunity. They can keep Sanchez upright, comfortable in the pocket. With the Giants secondary, there are opportunities. Again, like I mentioned, not having Landon Collins in the game will be opportunities for folks like Jordan Reed and even Josh Dotson, who had a decent game in limited attempts. He had 3 catches, I believe, like 51 yards, excuse me. So there's an opportunity. Will it happen? Who knows? Mason Foster, Saquon Barkley, I'm not really enthused by that matchup. We've seen Mason Foster versus Adams, Sproles, and who else? And who am I missing in that game? Clemens, thank you. And he ran away from Mason. They all ran away from Mason. Clemens. They all ran away from Mason. So if it's Saquon Barkley coming out that backfield and Mason Foster's on him, I'm not feeling good about that matchup.
Can Jay Gruden make adjustments? And also, can Jay Gruden motivate his team? I wonder what he's saying, what his message is in the locker room. Are you telling your guys, look, guys, we still got two division games coming up. We control our own destiny. All we have to do is win these games.
Mm-hmm.
Is he motivating these guys? The good thing is, I feel like, you know, the majority of guys on defense recognize we've been decimated by injuries. We've played our heart out. We've been in games. We gotta keep moving. We gotta stay the course. I got that feeling just listening to the interviews last night, watching the body language as the team walked off the field. But again, your leader seems defeated, and that's Jay Gruden.
So do you think? So did Jay get a pass with the injuries? Because you know he dealt with a lot of injuries. Did he get a pass to you?
Well, no. And I'm going to piggyback off of Ryan Clark and many others who have been on ESPN. If Mike McCarthy, who's made the playoffs in Green Bay 9 times, won a Super Bowl, is fired during the middle of a season. Jay Gruden has made the playoffs 1 time in 5 years. No matter what, everybody has injuries. It's a league of what have you done for me.
Agreed.
Lately, and with Jay Gruden, what have you done for me at all? Mm. The good thing, if you're a Redskin fan, is at least the owner has shown an ability to now stick with someone as the head coach and saying, you know what, I'm going to ride this out. Because if he would have done this with, let's say, a Marty Schottenheimer, we might be having a different discussion about this franchise today.
I have no idea.
We don't know, but I'm just saying hypothetically.
Could.
But I'm just think about it. Spurrier.
Joe Gibbs should have stayed, though.
Spurrier. Gibbs.
Gibbs should have stayed. Gibbs was okay.
He ran an 80s offense. But anyway.
What you talking about? Like,
Spurrier. We're not going to go there. We're not going to do
how
that.
Shanahan.
Spurrier.
All right, we're not doing
Gibbs.
This.
Schottenheimer, come on now. You went through so many guys, and then you all of a sudden stick with Gruden. Why him? Because, again, the owner's trying to change
his image.
Yeah, I mean, really, to be honest with you, I got to be careful. I'll tell you off the air. I'm not going to say that. Right. I don't want to say anything that's going to be damaging to my because I don't want to say. And that's like, who am I right now? But you never know.
All right, well,
anyway,
on Facebook, we posed the same question on our Facebook page. Johnny Ford Jr. wrote, no, even if I entertain that for 1 second, then you have to examine why our front office seems to go for injury-prone players. or try to adjust players to a weak-ass scheme and not the other way around. But that's another topic. This franchise is a complete dumpster fire. Jay Gruden always looks outmatched and never is fully in control of what's going on. The play calling is trash. His ability to manage a game with a desire to win is trash. He doesn't coach to win. He coaches not to lose. Soft, predictable play calling and no ability to adjust the game plan. He should not be a head coach in this league at all. Period. And Robert Spence and Leonard Steve said both said no about Jay Gruden.
Yo, I just named four coaches and I forgot about the Zorn Star. By the way.
Yeah.
I forgot all about Jay-Z, man. Come on.
That's a bad coach.
He was to be a quarterback coach, and we never saw him again. Yeah. And that may just
stay medium, that may be
what happens.
Stay medium, bro.
That may be what happens to my boy Gruden. He may end up going to be a quarterbacks coach after this.
Oh, I think he may be the Raiders. You know, he may be the Raiders coach. He may be a Raiders quarterbacks coach. Yeah, with his brother. Okay. I can see that happening. Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network will join us for more Skins Talk after the break. You listen to Urban Sports saying for ages. You dig? Deuces.
Did a lot of things in my day. I admit it, I don't take back what I say. If I said it, then I meant it. All my life I won a Grammy, but I probably never get it. I ain't never had no trophy or no motherfucking ribbon. Fuck the system, I'm that bend the law, cut the rules. I'm about to risk it all. I ain't got too much to lose. Y'all been eating long enough. It's my turn to cut the food. Pass the plate with my drink. This my day. Lucky you, hope you do. Woo! Y'all gotta move. Y'all gotta move. Move. Give me some room, give me some room, give me the juice. How about the coupe? How about the coupe? How about a shoot? Y'all gotta move, y'all gotta move. Give me the juice. Back on my bullets, my back to the wall, turn my back on you all and you finish. Back to these bullets, it's back to the job, put my hands out and all of you running. Back on my hood, it's back to the pushing, he taxing, I'm actually pumping. Can't fuck with you rappers, you practically sucking, you might win back.
You're listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Your hosts are Ray and Wally. I'm Wally. Will T is out. Right now, we have Lex Diamond from Heritage Sports Radio Network on the line. What's up, Lex?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Man.
Everything's good. Mark Sanchez is your starting quarterback. And Mason, you only one game out of first place, Lex.
And Mason Foster still the starting inside linebacker for now.
Man, hey, listen, I don't know what you guys are talking about. It's Christmas season, man. We supposed to be talking about pleasant things.
Pleasant things.
About,
you're right, man.
About Christmas and gifts and elves and you know what I'm saying?
And giving,
Santa Claus.
And giving, right? Because we're giving up starting jobs to people who shouldn't be starting. You're right. It's the time of giving.
Hey, Lex, I heard at the strip club, man, they got something going on called the butt fumble this week.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
This is special. Stadium.
Stadium's weak. Hey,
whoa. I've never been. I wouldn't know. Lex. I wouldn't know.
Hey, Lex, real quick.
The butt fumble.
What's
Chip
what,
Drew?
Hey, what's that? Ray, stop it, man. Hey, Lex, so what was that crap we saw Monday night, man? What was that crap, man? Seriously.
I don't know. I turned my TV off after I watched the Captain Marvel trailer, which was kind of suspect. But I turned the TV off because I felt like I had seen enough. You know, Sanchez went into the halftime. He looked pretty decent. But I don't know. For me, it was just, I just had this feeling that that was about the best we were going to see from that guy. And I just couldn't stomach the second half.
Hey, Lex, you sent me a text message saying hashtag fire Jay. You still feeling like that?
Hey, I was talking about Jay Ruffle, the elf.
Yeah, he wasn't talking about Jay.
Oh,
I was talking about Jay, the elf.
All right.
That's what I was talking about.
Okay.
I was talking about Jay the elf that messed up a Christmas gift, you know what I mean, that I thought was going to be packaged and delivered on Christmas Day. But, you know what I'm saying? But, He kind of messed it up, broke everything. you know what I'm saying, while he was trying to package it up. So that's who I was talking about when I said fire Jay. I was talking about Jay the Elf.
Oh, we well, I took, don't worry about it. I felt like, you know, I felt like hashtag Jay, fire Jay at the moment is reasonable at the moment. And I'm a big Jay supporter.
All right, let me ask you this, Lex. I told Wally this earlier, watching ESPN, and what was said was, if Mike McCarthy, who won a Super Bowl, made the playoffs 9 times, gets fired, then why shouldn't Jay Gruden be in the same position, considering he's only made the playoffs 1 time in 5 years?
Well, that's why I'm glad you guys brought me on, because I didn't want that hashtag to be misleading. I didn't want y'all to think, because after watching the lose 6 games in a row, and after we've lost like 2 quarterbacks, and the majority of the offensive line allowed 2 quarterbacks to get hurt, and the offense is below average, I didn't want you guys to think that hashtag fire Jay had anything to do with the coach in Washington. No, I needed to clear that up to make
no,
sure
I'm glad you did.
You guys understood that was about Jay the Elf.
Yeah.
You know, over at the North Pole. That's all that was about. Nothing to do with Jay Gruden.
Let me come from a different angle. There is that faction of fans and media members who have been watching this team over the past 2 seasons and say there's no coach that can win with the amount of injuries that this team has been dealt or has dealt with. What would you say to that?
Well, I think there's a coincidence on why it seems every year there are multiple injuries to key players. I mean, every year there are players that are hurt, lots of players. And it seems for whatever reason, our team can never finish the season with the majority of its key players. And that is the part that's kind of puzzling. And I think Jay Gruden had a relative that was part of the strength and conditioning staff one point.
Hey, Deuce. So,
you know, it could be a possibility that the fact that they don't go as hard during the preseason, it could be, you know, a factor in what we're seeing during the course of the season. I'm just saying, it's a possibility.
That's a good point. I mean, that possibility is a good point. It's like playing spades. It's possibles. We got a bunch of possibles. So let's say, you speaking of injuries, you have Colt McCoy, fractured his fibula. Your thoughts about that, man? Tough break, right? Dang, I got to say it's a tough break. That hurt. Saying tough break.
It's extremely, extremely tough break, because Colt McCoy has been a backup for the last 5 years, and he's probably the only quarterback that knows Jay Gruden's playbook, you know, from the front cover to the back cover. So, you know, he was the only quarterback that would give us hope to score a lot of points and produce a lot of offensive production. So losing a guy like Colt, you know, it's tough. I mean, you saw what happened in the Cowboys game. We scored
23 points.
Well, we were supposed to score a lot of points.
Scored 23.
And when he came in with the Texas game, again, we were supposed to score a lot of points, because he knows all the plays better than every quarterback, because he's been in the system for 5 to 6 years or whatever. And we were supposed to have this high potent offense with this offensive coordinator, head coach, and his backup quarterback who's been in his system for up 10 years. And, you know, we have high expectations for that quarterback. So it's disappointing that he's gone now. And, you know, our offense is not going to score, you know, a lot of points like we were expecting them to score.
It's funny, like we're talking about Colt McCoy. Like, we're talking about Colt McCoy as, like, a savior of the offense. Like, this is, like, only in the DMV and only within the Skins fan base where Colt McCoy can be deemed as a guy that can save an offense over a guy who also, you know, broke his leg or fibula, fractured, in Alex Smith, who's been to the postseason, has been to the NFC Championship game, and everybody else is so fixated on the backup. We are something else.
Well, in this day and age, there's not really anyone known as a serviceable backup. You got Brett Hundley maybe out there in Green Bay, who showed skill at UCLA.
Chase Daniels.
Chase I mentioned him. I do like Chase Daniel, Shorty. And other than that, maybe New Orleans has a good backup
and
quarterback.
Teddy Bridgewater.
I like Teddy Bridgewater a lot, actually.
Like McCown.
But, McCown, you know, other than that, there's a bunch of Sean Salisbury's and Jason Garrett's.
Fitzpatrick.
Career backup dudes. Jeff Rutledge. You know, it's not a whole lot of guys out there to pick from. I mean, look at the guys that the Redskins have brought in. EJ Manuel was one of the guys.
That's a joke.
Where can you turn?
There are backup quarterbacks out there, guys. New Orleans have a backup quarterback named Teddy.
I said that. Just now.
And I think Baltimore, they have two backup quarterbacks, Joe Flacco and RG3. That could be very helpful
next year.
Oh my God!
Next year.
Now, so you saying Lamar Jackson is a serviceable starter? Johnny Football needs to be back. I would call Johnny Football.
I'm not saying.
Oh, all right, my bad. Sorry.
But I will say this. I mean, but you know what? The Skins brought in. You know, they brought in Landry Jones, who used to be the backup for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and also I'm having a moment right now. Oh yeah, Ryan Mallett. They worked those two guys out.
So, and Kellen Clemens.
Ryan Mallett. So the list is so thorough.
Kellen Clemens.
Landry Jones, Ryan Mallett. I'm not mentioning Kellen Clemens. He's worse than them. That's amazing to me that those guys are the guys you brought in. I know we talked about it before, but how about Colin Kaepernick? Gruden already said that it's unlikely for the Skins to try him out, but don't you think Colin deserves a chance in D.C.?
Well, I'm gonna say this. This goes back to the Fire J, the Elf hashtag. Jay Gruden said a couple of interesting things the last couple of weeks. The first thing he said was that Colt McCoy didn't practice with the first team after they lost to the Cowboys, which I thought was kind of interesting that he would say that out in the public.
Jay Elf,
you know, that this guy's getting ready to start against your rival, and that he would say that. And then I think the other thing that was kind of fitting was that he said that Colin Kaepernick didn't have skill set for Washington's offense. Now let's put this into context, guys. Washington's offensive line is depleted, and we've lost two starting quarterbacks. So that means you need a quarterback that can run for his life, and I think Kaepernick is capable of running. For him to say that was kind of laughable as his excuse. And then he was saying that this offense was so complicated that it would be difficult to kind of create a new offense for this guy. Listen, there's no offense in D.C. We haven't had any offense in 6-7 weeks. So what? I don't know what Jay Gruden is talking about. Colin Kaepernick should get a shot in D.C. because I'm telling you guys, it will help three things. Everybody would be talking about the Redskins if Kaepernick was the quarterback. Everybody would buy tickets to see Kaepernick because he was in D.C. And Kaepernick would have the highest selling jersey in the NFL. So if you're Daniel Snyder, why wouldn't you want Colin Kaepernick?
That's not a bad argument. It's not a bad argument. Are you talking to, so is this Jay the Elf speaking? Or is that Jay Gruden you're talking about? I'm trying to make sure. I'm trying to get two and two together. Jay the Elf, no, or Jay Gruden?
I'm just saying, Jay the Elf needs to get fired.
Okay.
In the North Pole. I totally agree. Jay the Elf needs to get fired because that's a disaster.
Lex, let's
Christmas
talk.
Christmas is jeopardy because of Jay the Elf. But Jay Gruden making comments that Kaepernick shouldn't get a shot is laughable to me.
Lex, let's talk about the defense a little bit. I've been harping on the tackling or the lack thereof. Wally is saying I'm being too nice. What was your assessment of the defense? And moving forward, what can you do to help fix it? I mean, you do have a key injury to Dunbar, but overall, you got your starters in there. What's the problem, bro?
Mason Foster, continue.
Well, I think what's wrong with the defense is the fact that the offense is not playing well.
That's true, too. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
The defense played well in the first half.
Really?
They did a good job against the Eagles, honestly.
I don't think they tackle well, Lex. I'm sorry, man.
In the first half?
No.
No, first half they made some plays, but I don't know as a whole. I wouldn't say they tackled well. I think they made plays. Like, for to me, obviously Zach Brown making that key play on fourth and goal.
They stopped him on the goal line.
Yeah, fourth and goal. Great play by Zach Brown. Great play.
Excellent play.
And also, Norman with that pick at the goal line.
Moreau can't tackle. Your DBs last night just couldn't tackle. Clinton Dix couldn't tackle.
I'll be honest with you, I don't think Ha-Ha tackled.
Strowman couldn't tackle.
See, that's the thing. Ha-Ha's tackling wasn't bad because he barely did any. Like, he wasn't really even in plays.
I want to watch games with you. I swear. I don't understand how me and you don't see the same thing.
No, because I watch the games over again. I watched it twice.
Well, when? Did you watch this one over again?
No,
we need to watch this one.
This game's disgusting.
We need to watch it. Anyway, I mentioned a guy earlier named LeVon Kirkland. At the end of his career, he was a little on the heavier side. But he was still out on the field trying to do his thing.
And he can run faster.
Mason Foster kind of reminds me of that type of guy. Booger McFarland said last night, he's not a sideline guy. He just likes to run downhill. Wait, that's the same thing they said about T.J. Duckett before his career was over with. He can only run downhill. That's scary for a starting middle linebacker. What do you think about Mason Foster? Can he be the scapegoat as Wally's making him out to be?
First off.
Well, I think we had a conversation earlier in the year about Mason because we felt like he was slow. Like, he was really not making plays, and partly because he was making bad reads for one, and then the other reason was because he just could not keep up with these faster backs. So I totally agree. The Redskins still lack that playmaking linebacker, and that should be at the top of their priority list when they do decide to, make a decision at the North Pole about the head guy. middle linebackers should be the position that they should be concentrating on.
Yeah, because they definitely should. I mean, I'm going to go back to something Ray said. That's insulting to LeVon Kirkland.
LeVon Kirkland, later in his career.
I don't
career.
Even care later. Like, that's insulting to him later. That's insulting.
Man, that's rough. LeVon Kirkland was huge in his career.
Hey, guys,
he's still better than this dude.
I got a scenario for y'all. All right. It's going to mess your head up.
All right, go ahead. Go for it.
I honestly think the Redskins should go sign the football player in Kansas City that's no longer in Kansas City.
Look around.
Hey, you talking about Elves.
They need to sign Hunt, and they need to sign Kaepernick on the same day.
You talking about elves?
Nobody
even
cares that they signed.
You talking about elves? What are you doing?
You talking about an elf, bro? I'm not going in. Nope. Can't win with him. Can't coach with him. Mike Singletary said that about Vernon Davis, baby. Can't win with him. Can't coach with him.
I ain't hunting with that one, bro. I ain't going to hunt with that one.
I ain't even using Hunt's ketchup, bro. No, sir. It's Heinz ketchup all day, cuz. Or Aldi brand.
You know what I'm saying? Look, man, we already got a Foster. You know what I'm saying? We already got a Foster.
Nah.
Well, that's my point. We already got Foster.
We got a Reuben.
Might as well pick up Hunt.
Oh, my gosh. Like I said, I'm not going there. I can't. And stuff is going through my head, boy. The devil is a liar. Hey, Lex, what are the keys for the Redskins to possibly pull off an upset this weekend against the Giants?
It will be an upset because Sanchez is the quarterback.
Well, guys, the first key is they got to be able to protect the quarterback. Because if they lose him, then they're going to be left with Landry or who's the other guy said?
I don't know who they're going to pick. I'm just saying they tried him out. They were trying those guys. Landry Jones and Ryan Mallett.
Oh, where's Pat White? Is he working at Shoppers?
They'll probably take Landry Jones.
I think
that sounds like a watch.
I heard Pat White is available.
Man, Pat White ain't played football
in years. Pat White.
From West Virginia. Stop it, dog. That's not it. Pat White.
Geno Smith might be it.
I wish he was. Could I take Geno over these
no
guys?
No way.
I would take Geno.
Geno Stakes, baby.
I'll take Geno before I take Mark Sanchez.
They're not taking Pat White, guys. They're not doing that.
Ray Ingram. Listen to Ray. Ray Ingram. He's having a good time with this, man.
It's hilarious to me. Oh.
Wait a minute. Why is Ray having George and his team is 4-7? And everybody's healthy on offense.
4-7? You mean 4-8, Lex?
Oh, my fault. 4-8.
You guys, here you go.
Here's the thing, though, Lex. They only have won 4 games. They beat Tampa. They also defeated the Giants. Who else did they beat? I think they beat the Redskins, too. So that's all that matters.
It's the way he did that try. Wait, hold on.
Man, so
they beat the, they beat
that
the Panthers. It was very long ago. But you know what, though? I will ride or die with Matt Ryan all day, man. Sanchez ain't my quarterback. I can enjoy watching games. Right. And my number one receiver ain't a secret weapon. So, hey, listen.
Yo, he screwed me on fantasy football.
You know what, though?
Matt Ryan screwed me on my fantasy football with Julio Jones.
Dotson look good, though. But here's the thing, Lex. This weekend, are you going to pick the Redskins to beat the Giants? Are you confident in your squad, man?
I am not confident.
Man, you say that like that was a Maury Povich. I am not. Yeah, say it again.
I am not the father.
I am not confident. I'm very honest about that.
You are so confident,
really,
man.
Washington
Look,
is in a,
hey, Lex.
A downward spiral.
Hey, Lex, think about this, Lex. I'm gonna paint a negative picture for you, dog. I said this earlier. Saquon Barkley coming out the backfield, yeah. Who's checking him? Number 54.
Your guy, mate.
54. 54 who can't run. It's a dangerous thing, man.
HB Blaze.
Oh, you know what? He looks. He got like HB Blaze body, but HB Blaze faster than this dude.
HB Blaze.
He's faster, dog. He's faster than this dude, man. Little poor man, London Fletcher, dog. He's faster than this dude. Yo, anytime I see Mason Foster play, like, I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna preface this by saying I'm sure Mason Foster's a nice guy. But I feel like I can outrun Mason Foster. And I'm slow. Like, I'm slow.
Lex, don't listen to this guy. Listen here, man. If you want to pick the Redskins, bro, go ahead. Go with your heart. Pick your squad, man.
Lex, don't listen to him, man. He's the devil right now. Do not.
Wow.
You know what I mean, man. You know what I mean.
I'm going on.
You know what I mean, man. You know
that was rough.
I know. I apologize. I thought you were like my brother. I called my brother the devil.
I know. Calm down. I'll be okay. That dude took that joint to heart. The Holy Spirit grabbed that man quick over here.
I'm going with the Giants, guys.
You going with the Giants?
Yeah, you must be eating edibles that we're surrounded by right now, bro. Because you're not even picking your squad, man.
Oh, man. Dang, the Giants.
They got snickerdoodle edibles over here in our studio.
Real
Lex.
Talk, though. We do have snickerdoodles.
That's crazy, man.
But, nah, Lex. So give me a score then. You got the Giants winning? You got Odell going ham?
I picked the Giants, too.
Yeah, I forced myself to pick the Redskins.
I can see Odell Beckham getting two touchdowns. I give
the Giants
a 24-17 victory over the Redskins.
Hey, so do you think, Lex, do you think there'll be a change defensively with the roster coming into that game? Or you think everybody will still be playing their natural positions?
I don't think there will be any adjustments. We haven't had any adjustments from JBL. We haven't had any adjustments. So I don't expect anything different on Sunday.
So Lex, I'm gonna pose this because Ray had actually he texted me this. It's about next season. So we're going to next season now. We're already done with the season. On a positive note, AJ Pearson had like a 90-yard touchdown run. Next season.
He didn't have 100 yards per game, though.
Yeah, because he only got 8 more carries.
Go ahead, hurry up.
You know what I'm saying? Average 10 yards to carry. But I'm not going to get getting all that. Should the Skins consider bringing him back next year, knowing they got Geis?
Absolutely. I would bring AP back, and I would bring Geis. And I would let the other guys go.
Which other guy?
Rob Kelly. Oh, man.
They all can leave.
Great.
There's a door.
Man. Who, Ryan?
There's a door waiting for him. There's a guy named Hunt, a free agent that I would sign, and we would have a 3-man backfield. We would get through the PR disaster. Because, hey, guys, honestly, the video was terrible, what Hunt did.
It was terrible. Come on,
it was
Lex.
Terrible what he did. But that wasn't his girlfriend, and that wasn't his wife.
Oh, whoa.
Whoa, Lex,
so that's not domestic violence. Not domestic violence, guys.
But I mean, anytime you kick somebody, Lex, anytime that extra kick wasn't needed, though, man.
I get that, but that's not domestic violence.
Lex, you're killing me, bro. Because I can't even comment on this, man.
I'm telling you, it's not domestic violence, guys.
Oh, man.
That wasn't his girlfriend. That was not his wife. He said he didn't even know the woman.
Damn, Lex.
I mean, that's what you said in the video.
Man, y'all Lex and Johnny Cochran, dog. He the man right now.
Yo, hey, I'm trying to tell
y'all,
you, man.
Y'all must not watch this.
We thought LeVar Arrington and Lawrence Taylor in the careers. TMZ be in the careers, dog.
Hey, dude.
Hey, TMZ goes hard. Lex, be careful what you do on tape, bro. They going to be watching you a new vegan, bro.
Hey, I know somebody that works at TMZ now, which is crazy.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know somebody that works at TMZ in New York.
Oh, yeah. Hook us up, Lex. Hook us up.
Yeah, TMZ Sports. Yeah, we're trying to be down with them. With
that there you go, it. Man. We could be talking about Jada Elf, dude. We need to be on mainstream right now.
Hey, she's a very beautiful young lady. So her name is Raven. Y'all can follow her.
Raven?
Follow her on IG.
Oh, I'll check her out. I'll thirst trap it.
Yeah, I'll tag y'all. Yeah,
I'm married, but I'll check her out. I don't know her, so it ain't cheating, right? I don't know her. I don't know the woman. All right, Lex, you pick the Giants. Lex, we're going to let you get up out of here, man. As always, though, before you go, let people know how they can reach you. And also, give us your assessment of Booger McFarlane and the whole Monday Night crew that just does such an excellent job.
You said what happened?
I said, give us an assessment of Booger McFarlane and the Monday Night Football crew with Jason Witten. They do just an excellent job calling games these
That's
days.
That's such a joke. Go listen to this dude.
Hey, listen, man. I hope this is the last year of that experiment.
<It's so> terrible.
Terrible.
Hey.
Terrible announcing crew.
They're the
man.
Worst, really. Dog. The worst.
Lex, let our listeners know.
They're the worst play-by-play color commentating crew, I think, ever in the history of Monday Night Football.
Oh, yeah. Dennis Miller, Tony Kornheiser.
No,
it gets worse.
No, they're worse than them. No, they're worse than them, seriously.
Lex, let them know, man. How can they reach you, man? How can they check out your content? And how can they follow the Lex Diamond that is just on a roll tonight?
I know, right?
Hey, you guys can follow me on IG, Twitter, Lex Diamonds without the A. And, you know, I apologize. I wasn't here last week. I was in New Orleans. HSRN sent me to the Bayou Classic for the first time. And so that was a great time. And came back a little under the weather. But yeah, you guys can catch me on that IG, man, talking about a little bit of stuff. I'm not really going to get too ham on stuff. And Twitter, same thing, man. I've been trying to calm it down, to be honest with you, man. That's why I stayed away from the whole Jay Gruden situation, because there are enough fans out there that feel that Gruden need to get the door, and I don't feel like I need to say it.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say that Elf that's in the North Pole, he definitely needs to get. He needs to go. The one in the Jay in at the North Pole, he needs to go.
Oh man, hey, but Lex, man, thanks for being on my man. We appreciate you. Thanks, homie.
Hey, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Again, that is Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network, our weekly Skins contributor. He was on today, man.
Lex was on fire.
He was on today. Lex was, he was getting it, man. Oh, my God. Jada O?
That was pretty dope.
I ain't gonna lie. I was like, I didn't know where he was going with it at first.
You thought he was scared to comment.
Me too, I did.
That's what you thought.
I thought initially, I was like, okay. I like it's okay. Next, everything will be.
I don't know what's funny, but you know what? One thing that he always says, you know, release the secret weapon, which I missed. He thought he was making fun of him last time I asked him to say it. But Josh Dotson looked good last night. I said to myself, if the Redskins were to let him go because they thought he was
somebody else would get him and he will
do well, man.
Yeah, and they know it too.
I'm sure some quarterbacks out there would love to have him.
Of course, man. Of course they would. I mean, again, he has ability, dog. Anyway, you've been listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia, for ages. You dig? Deuces. Hey, Mecca, lead us out, big homie. To the swag.